Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, this is the Millionaire Hippies Podcast with your host, Boom Shikha, where we chat about spirituality, business, and health. We all want to live self-actualizing, fulfilling lives with joy, prosperity, and gratitude. Let's go on this beautiful journey together.
Hello everyone! I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In this video, I want to speak to you about my ego. I've been doing a lot of practice, as you can imagine, a lot of spiritual practice in the past. I've really ramped it up in the past year and a half, 2 years. So maybe I haven't said this before, but I usually do 5 to 6 hours of yoga practice every single day, yoga and meditation. And so that is much more than I was doing before. But this is what, you know, I realize is what's really a priority for me is my spirituality, my connection to God, which was something I was very ashamed of, as I've said before, you know, in the past. I was like, what? God, really? Like, focus on real world stuff, Boom. But I realized this is the most important thing to me. So, you know, let's just admit it. Let's just get it over with. Let's not lie to ourselves anymore. And so, of course, a lot of my spirituality and my connection to God comes from my yoga practice. It comes from my meditation practice. It makes me feel more and more connected to God every single day. And so, as I said, I've been doing a lot more than I've ever done before. You know, I never did 5 to 6 hours of yoga and meditation practice before. Maybe an hour, max, really, an hour and a half, maybe. So, as you can imagine, not only is it very cleansing for the body, but it's very cleansing for the soul and for my psyche and for my subconscious. And of course, a lot of stuff is coming up for me a lot of stuff that makes me realize a lot of interesting details about myself, but also makes me realize, oh my God, I have so many weaknesses. I am so flawed in so many ways, and wow, I have so much to work upon, right? And so when I tell you, you know, I have a lot to work on, I'm not saying it because I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'm trying to be humble. No, really, like I've done the work and I've seen myself very clearly. I know that God loves me no matter what. Like that's not a problem, right? But the point of my soul being on this planet right now is to see myself clearly and to work on myself and improve myself, right? And so I do realize one of my major flaws, one of my biggest flaws, is the fact that my heart is extremely closed off. Now, it's open. It opens up briefly here and there because, you know, that's one of the reasons why I do these videos, is because partly, yes, my heart is open, and that's why I'm giving in this way. And partly, yes, I do walk around the streets and I do give, you know, good wishes to everyone, and I'm kind, mostly kind, and things like that. But when I look at it clearly, like really clearly, and when I look at myself through all my practices, I realize that my heart is actually very closed off rather than being open. Yeah. And I think I understand why. It's because of all the different things that have happened through my life has maybe taught me that it's better to be defensive. I'm always in defensive mode. And it's taught me maybe it's better to close your heart off and, like, you know, preemptive strike, you know, close your heart. Just what if something bad happens, right? Just keep it closed. And so I kind of go around with my heart closed because I'm protected that way. But I'm also, maybe I'm protected, but I'm also, it also means that I don't have any, I'm not open to experiences, to spontaneity, to life. I'm closed off to life, right? And I notice that a lot, is that I end up saying no to life a lot. Not I'm saying that I should be saying yes to every event that comes through my way, but I'm saying no to life. For example, you know, there might be a little girl that might come up to me and want to play, but because I'm so busy with my work, I'm like, no, I have work to do, I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to play with someone else, you know? It's a very small example, and it's a very random example, but I hope you get what I'm saying. I'm saying no to life by not playing more, right? By making myself more rigid, by working too much, by rushing through life in so many different ways, right? And so I realize more and more that my heart is so closed off. And of course, I'm doing a lot of heart practice now, doing a lot of Bhujangasana, which is the cobra pose, to open up the heart. And I notice not only is my heart open physically, I can see it in my posture, because normally I'm very hunched over, but I can see how it's opening up. But also I notice in the way I look at the world, the way I'm open to the world, to the way I interact with the people around me. Yeah? But also, it also shows me, as I said, that my ego, like my perception of myself, but also my ego, that internal structure that we've built in order to protect ourselves, is so freaking powerful and so negative, right? My ego is so judgmental and so negative and so strong that I always compare myself to others. I always put others down. I put myself up. I'm always judging other people negatively or critically. I'm always judging the world negatively and critically. I'm always doing things based upon ego rather than upon the heart, and so much more. Like, these are some of the lessons I've learned about myself, but there's so much more I'm sure that's coming. And I wanted to do this video because I'm not saying that perhaps you're dealing with the same kind of thing, but my teacher does say that most people's hearts are very closed off. Except for children, and you know, as we are children, we have open hearts, of course, because we're not taught yet to close them, or we haven't had any bad experiences yet. But as life goes on, as we move forward, life happens, and we close ourselves off. We are told, or believe, that the best way to deal with the world is to close ourselves off. Right? I mean, as I said, we get into defensive mode. And we start protecting ourselves, so much so that we forget to live, right? We always assume someone is out to get us. And we're very good at kind of finding examples. Oh, but remember that time I opened myself up, and yeah, I remember they just really hurt me so bad. I'm never opening myself up again. And so we use past examples, and I'm sure a lot of you can be like, but no, it's really happened to me. Really, I tell you, boom, everyone I meet, they're always out to get me and things like that. And I've heard a lot of you say that as well. And I'm not saying that you're wrong or right, but I do know for myself, the more I come into my heart, the more I realize, yeah, it's me causing all of these problems, right? I'm the one who closes myself off. I'm the one who doesn't give freely. I'm the one who doesn't allow herself to be open freely. And that's what causes my relationships to fail, not because they're doing something on their end. Maybe they did something on their end, which is irrevocable, like maybe they cheated on me or something like that. But besides that, I was the one who did a lot of different things as well. Like, it's not just a one-way street, it was a both-way street, right? A two-way street. I'm not doing this video to blame anyone, of course, because what's the point of blame, really? Like, it's such a useless thing to do. And I'm not blaming myself either, because this is who I am, right? Like, I'm not going to fight who I am right now. But I am going to try and improve myself. And I share these things because, you know, I noticed that there are many similarities between all of us. You are watching me because I am similar to you and you are similar to me. You're not watching someone else's YouTube videos, or you are watching probably many different YouTubers, but you resonate with the particular YouTubers you watch because you're like them. And, you know, you resonate with them because you're similar to them and you have similar life paths and similar life stories or lessons to learn, right? And so I always try to share the lessons that I learned through my practices, because I imagine that if I've learned it, someone else needs to learn it as well. Maybe it'll help you, maybe it won't, right? Maybe you can just look at it and be like, oh, wow, that's great. That's a great experiment that you conducted, and good for you, and how interesting, right? And if it's just an interesting thing for you to look at, then awesome. I'm glad that I can entertain you. But also to realize that there is a reason you're listening to this right now. And I always believe that everything falls into our lap or into our vision or into our sensory field at that particular moment in time, because it's meant to teach us something. And that's why I'm always very alert to what people say or what people do or what happens around me, because I'm like, oh, okay, what am I supposed to learn from that? Because nothing is a coincidence and nothing's random. We might imagine that it's random, or we want to ignore it because it doesn't suit our purpose, or it's not important to us, or it's too difficult to pay attention to it. I do that a lot. I'm like, oh, I don't have time for this. Okay, I'm going to ignore it. But the truth of the matter is, everything around you is there to teach you a lesson. Everything, right? Maybe you believe this, maybe you don't, but I do definitely believe it. I'm really trying to inculcate it into my life. And so I don't know, and you're probably not interested in a 4 to 5 or 6 hour yoga or meditation practice, of course. I get it, you know, you have life to live, and I've had to give up a lot of my life in order to live the spiritual life, partly. And so yeah, basically my life is like, I do spiritual practice, and then I do my work, and then I go out into the world and live and explore for a little bit. I can't imagine if I had a family how I'd do it. I guess that's why I don't. But I do notice that if I didn't do the spiritual practice, I wouldn't have had all of these lessons and insights about myself, right? So again, I'm not saying that you should do the 5 to 6 hour practice, obviously, but if you do feel at all that your heart is a little tiny bit closed off, even a little bit, I do recommend that you do a cobra practice. Cobra pose practice. It's Bhujangasana or cobra pose, and I've noticed immense benefits to me from it. You know, I do it for 15 minutes right now. I've been doing it for 15 minutes, but maybe that's too much for your lower back. You know, you don't want to hurt yourself. Do a 5 minute practice even. See how you feel your heart come alive. It literally, for me, I feel like it's like intense. It's like, it's as if I can hear and feel and see my heart beating. It's so amazing. So I just wanted to share this with you. Of course, like, you can take it or leave it, obviously. You know, I just want to share my experience so you can maybe garner something from it. If not, then I'm really grateful that you're listening still, that you're on my channel, that you appreciate my work, and I appreciate you. And I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. Go check out my website at themillionairehippie.com if you want more free, awesome content. If you really like the podcast, please consider giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Until next time, namaste.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.